We're here with head coach Sally Starr after the Boston University field hockey team earns a 2-1 season opening victory over Providence. Coach, down 1-0 at the half, got two third quarter goals, a lightning delay of 3 hours and 22 minutes, and had to play the final 10 minutes, but hung on for the win.
Yeah, just first and foremost, I'm really proud of the team coming up with a win today. Opening game, they've been working really hard through preseason, and just really pleased. And in particular, that third quarter was key for us. I really felt we struggled a lot in the first half. You know, we'd had three scrimmages, and we hadn't struggled like that. And I just think, you know, I was surprised that the nerves kind of kicked in a little bit too much. It was more what we weren't doing than what Providence was doing. And I was just really pleased in that third quarter to come out and start playing the type of hockey, team hockey, that we're able to play, defend it better, outlet it better, you know, made good circle penetrations. And, you know, down 1-0, we could have gotten really frustrated with each other. And but we battled back, and really proud of that. And PC's tough. They're an outstanding, they're a really good team, really well coached. They play, you know, a Providence team, you always know you're in for a battle. They're going to play hard every minute. And those last 10 minutes, figuratively speaking, were probably the longest 10 minutes of my life, with the rain, almost three hour rain delay, and then the 10 minutes on the field. But the biggest thing to me when we came back out to play was that we were ready to battle, that we were ready to compete, and I felt we really did that.
Hot game at the start. Had to make substitutions with a short bench.
Very short bench.
How did that sort of play into how the game went?
You know, we were struggling physically there a little bit, particularly when it was really hot, because we definitely have a very short bench. And, you know, one of my strikers, Ella Rottinghouse, who's been playing a lot, playing really well, sophomore, has come down with a back injury. So I had to move Pilly, who, you know, has played goalie for us and has played back for us. You know, I had to move her into the striker line. And it'll be great to get Amalia, our athlete from Chile, back. That's going to help a whole lot. Obviously, we won't have her for this Sunday. Hopefully she's in plane right now. She's finally gotten her visa, and or at least at the airport. And so it'll be great when we get, you know, that's going to help a little bit. Hopefully Ella's injury won't be season ending, and that we'll be able to get her back sooner than later as well. And Brooklyn Lamb has, you know, battling back from mono, and just has had one practice. And so, you know, we'll start getting more players back as the season goes on, which will really be helpful.
When players become upperclassmen, you hope they step up. Tess comes up with the game tying goal and plays well. Yep. Down the stretch, trying to keep possession.
Definitely. And I think that I think everybody's gotten better. You know, there's not one player that I can really look at and say they're the same player they were last fall. I think, you know, and again, it was a growth mindset last fall in a tough season that we just kept getting better. And I think in the spring, we utilized the spring. And, you know, I like this team a lot. I like how they compete. I like how they're connected together. I like how they're focused. I like their work ethic. And I really love, they play with joy and passion. So I think it's a good combination to, you know, really come out like today and get the win, get a hard-fought win.
Game winner comes from Peyton. She's now playing back. Doesn't mean she can't be up there at the
exactly.
same spot on corners.
Exactly. Well, I think we sold the position to her that she'll be a 60-minute player, and she's playing in that position. So she'll be in for all PC. So, and, you know, she's doing great back there. You know, we knew she had the tools in her toolbox to really be an outstanding center back, and it's great to have her on the field all the time, so it's easy to make the corner calls. We don't have to look around and see, where's Peyton?
Congrats, Coach.
Great. Thank you so much.